Well, we welcome everybody this morning to our Sunday school time. Normally we were saying this was summer, but it felt like fall this morning. Late February of the year 1836, depending which history account you read of this, between approximately 180 and 260, Texas Loyalists and American adventurers found themselves under command of James Bowie and William Travis, found themselves under siege by 2,400 Mexican troops led by General Santa Anna. Under siege, a little fort outside of modern-day San Antonio, which we got to know as which became known as the Alamo. History disputes the fact; rumors solidify it that during the six-day siege, William Travis drew his sword, scratched a line in the sand or the ground of the Alamo, and challenged the fighting men, make a choice: surrender or stand up for Texas and fight. Again, history disputes the fact, but rumors tells us every one of the men made the decision to cross the line and fight for Texas. We all know the outcome. On the 13th day, during the final assault, all the fighting men perished. Now, again, there's rumors dispute the fact saying two survived, but the fact of the matter is they all died, or most of them. I share that this morning because we all, as Christians, have basically made a choice in our life and stepped across the line. We say we're going to make the decision to become a Christian, or we're going to make a decision and follow what the world has to offer. I looked at my Sunday school lesson here this week and saw it was an Abraham and Lot, and I think we learn a lot about Abraham just by him giving Lot the first choice, letting Lot choose which direction to go. And I think Lot probably looked to the west, to the mountains, looked to the east, looked to the Jordan Valley. And when he looked to the Jordan Valley, he saw it was well-watered, he saw it was fertile, he saw the level land, he looked to the mountains, he seen the mountains, there's little grass spots here and there and the rocks. And he probably looked back to the Jordan Valley again and says, I go there. It makes me wonder if he gazed beyond in Jordan Valley to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. He probably did. And again, I think the man Abraham was probably, when he heard of Lot's decision, probably said, Lot, be careful. Be careful. And Lot probably said, relax, I got it under control. I will, you know, don't worry about Sodom and Gomorrah. And he mentally scratched a line and say, I will never cross this point. We all know what happened. Lot ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we say, well, what went wrong? We made it, we scratched a line in the sand, we weren't going to cross it. The problem is, the devil don't drag us screaming and scratching and kicking across the line. He just ever so subtly sifts dirt on it. And it becomes, is no longer distinct if we don't put an effort to make it that way. Turn your Bibles if you want to, Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to read a couple verses at the end there, starting at Ephesians 4:21. probably quit about 27 or so. If so, that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, then you put off concerning the former conversations of the old man, which is to corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on a new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are all members one for another. Be ye not angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And, excuse me, neither give place to the devil. I think I'll stop there. Verse 23 talks about renewing our mind. And renewing our spirit of our mind. And I don't know how you look at that word, renew. You know. But I think it means not just once, but regularly. And if we regularly renew our mind, we continue to scratch our mark. And if we continue to scratch our mark, the devil has an awful hard time sifting it closed. Let's pray. God, we again lift this morning to you. God, we again lift our church to you. And God, we again lift our Sunday school time to you. God, we just pray your blessing on the teachers as each one of them put effort and time in to take a responsibility that is laid on them and to teach your classes. God, you just pray the Spirit to be with the teachers, with the people in the class, the children, whoever it may be, the adults also. And God, as we look at your word, look at the life of Abraham a lot and how, there's things that mirror situations we face in life today. God, just lift Doug up to us. He brings a message. And God, we pray your blessing on him. And God, we just pray your blessing on the remainder of the day and that we can bring glory to you in it. In your name we pray, amen.